Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. For today's episode, I'm going to be reviewing More Than the Sum of His Parts by Joe Haldeman. The story first appeared in Playboy magazine in May 1985 and was reprinted by Lightspeed magazine in August 2010. The story is available on Lightspeed's website to read for free, so that's always good. More Than the Sum of Its Parts is a story about an engineer who gets injured in a serious industrial accident, and much of his body is replaced by cyborg parts. So he has an enhanced arm, he has his face rebuilt, he has his leg rebuilt, even has his penis rebuilt. And from very early on in this story, we realise that the themes of identity and power are quite prevalent. From the early tests of his enhanced body, the main character falsifies the test results by not pushing his body to the limits that he knows that it can do. But with the loss of his limbs, the loss of his face, the loss of his genitalia, his identity starts to become eroded, and has the desire to have his entire body transformed into a cyborg, with the eventual aim of connecting his brain to the world's knowledge. Now, a lot of this story is also about sex, and for that reason there's a bit of a trigger warning that for people who maybe don't want to read about graphic sexual acts, then, you know, this story is not for you. But yeah, this all goes into this idea of identity. It's kind of the problem in philosophy, the ship of Theseus. This idea that if you have a ship and replace every part of this ship, will it retain its identity through change? I mean, this is a question that we can keep coming back to, as a lot of science fiction stories do tackle this issue of sustaining oneself through change. Have you read this story? Let me know what you think. I'm on Twitter, it's at JL Cronshaw. I'm also on Facebook, you can friend me on there, it's J-O-N Cronshaw. I'm also on Goodreads, you can follow me on Goodreads. And I'm also posting these shows onto my website, which is johncronshaw.com. Feel free to let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from the listeners. So until next time, cheerio.